Okay, I have these questions that are prepared by another member in our team. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions. First, I'll get you to introduce your name.
My name is Yolande Bowen. I'm the property administrator, and I also assist with the marketing at the mall.
I'm Grace Rousseau, and I'm the general manager here.
Okay, great. Okay, first question, when was Yorkgate Mall established?
Yorkgate Mall was built in 1990, and I believe it was open to the public in, I think it was 91 when it first opened.
Who does it serve?
It serves the catchment area, everyone in the neighborhood, just basically the community and people who've moved away from the community that still have fond memories and come back to the mall.
Who built it?
Great Northern Development.
What was the total cost of the building when it was established?
I'm not sure. Do you know, Yolanda?
I have no idea. No
Okay,
pressure to
that's
find
fine.
out,
That's
though.
not the. There might be some questions here you won't be able to answer,
Yeah.
but it's okay. What was the mall's aim when it was first established?
I believe there's only one mall, which was the Jane and Finch Mall, and Jane and Finch is traditionally an area where Canada's immigrant population first settles, so it's a high density area, and I don't believe that the one mall was able to serve the community entirely, so another mall was built to be able to service everybody.
Okay, is the aim now the same?
Yeah,
I would say so.
absolutely. We aim to serve in the retail sector, and we also aim to serve in the community sector as well.
Yeah, we do a lot of community programs to that end because we are a community shopping center. And I think a lot of what we do too is to promote a positive image of the people in the community and the things that the community are involved in. And so we host a lot of events to that effect. And it's been very instrumental in kind of accomplishing what you're trying to accomplish in giving Jane and Finch, a positive outlook. When people think of Jane and Finch, they know that we have the Kitty's Caravana. And as you know, last year, well, 2004 Caravana was perfect. We had no, negative press. As a matter of fact, we had a lot of positive press, lots of it. We're on the TV quite often, and that's what we want to do. We want to highlight Yorkgate Mall as a community shopping center where the community can come and have a good, safe time.
How many stores are in the mall?
We have over 60 stores.
60. What are some of the mall's favorite long-running stores?
No, I think we're all, we can't really say we have favorites, right?
Yeah.
But some of the older ones are some of the independent ones. We've got vendors who've been here 13, 14 years, right from the inception. We've got Singer Sewing, B&B Fashions, the No Frills, which was first a Value Mart, the Zellers.
Wasn't it a Loeb? I think it was a Loeb at one
Oh, sorry,
point.
not Value Mart.
Yeah.
Was
It
it
used to be
Value
a
Mart?
Loeb.
Loeb, and then Value Mart?
Value
I
Mart
think it
was
went
bigger.
from Loeb to No
No
Frills.
Frills, it did. It did go from No Frills.
Okay. How many stores have been added since the mall's establishment? Was it always 16?
The
Quite a few.
GLA, well, the GLA, the gross leasable area of the mall, has always been the same. The way that area's been split up changes year to year. So if we get a mega store, that'll eat up at three different stores, so you'll have 55 stores instead of 60. And then the following year, we'll split up a unit into five stores or whatever. So that number varies year to year, but we have approximately 60 stores. We pretty much have always been around that number.
I more or less, but we've not always been as leased up as we are now. I know when I first started, there were quite a number of vacancies, but you know, in the last little while, like over the past 5 years, we're grown to the point where we have no space. You know, always have people calling for, you know, space or coming in to see if we have any space that's vacant, and we don't, which is a good problem to have.
I think it's a Seneca upstairs, it takes up a big chunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Quite a bit.
Okay. Approximately how many people does the mall employ?
Internally? Like the mall itself? Stores, yeah, well, vendors, can, employees?
Both, yeah, just the management.
Or just then, the management office.
And then the entire, if you can answer both.
I couldn't tell you how many employees the mall has. I could tell you maybe with the exception of No Frills and Zellers and IDA and the bank, that there's probably 2 to 3 employees per store. As far as Zellers and No Frills and the bank go, mm-hmm, could be 50, 60 each, I'm not sure.
Why was the mall chosen to be built in Jane Finch? I think you already answered that earlier.
Right, just to satisfy need.
Jane Finch has a distinct reputation for being problematic. Mm-hmm. What sort of challenges did you anticipate? Did you encounter any of those challenges, and how did you deal with them?
That's a good question.
You know what? I've only been here for a short while. Mm-hmm. And I can see that the problems that Jane and Finch has are no different, mm-hmm, than the problems that are experienced uptown and downtown. We still have kids with nothing to do. We still have people struggling to get by day to day. You have the usual problems that you would have anywhere in the city. Mm-hmm. How we dealt with them? Through our programming, we do a lot of back-to-school safety programs. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of amusement programs for kids who need things to do. We have a lot of educational programs that we offer on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm. Can you name some of those programs?
Well, for back-to-school, we had the Toronto District School Board, and they did a back-to-school safety program where, you know, anybody in the neighborhood could come, and we would show them the proper way to use the school buses, how to get on, how to get off. We have different programs like the Kids Prince. Like we had back in June, June 10th is National Kids Day. And what we did is we set up some tables where we had a kids' help phone, brochures and information. So anybody in the neighborhood needed to access that information, they had it. We do the fingerprinting with kids' prints so that the kids in the neighborhood, in case something should happen, parents have a package where they can give to the police. Because, I mean, the mall is a place that a lot of people come and they bring their kids, and we want to be able to also assure them that, you know, we're looking out for their safety as well. And a number of other things that we do. We try to make sure that we have a good relationship with the 31 Division, mm-hmm, in case we have events like, say, Caravana, where they're out there making sure and helping. Their presence is twofold. They make sure that they build a great relationship with the community, and also to make sure that the people participating, mostly kids, in the Caravana, the Kiddies Caravana Parade, know they can do that in safety while they have a good time as well. And I mean,
we even reach out to our community through our tenants.
Yeah.
We have some special tenancies. We have the JFCCO, which is the Jane Finch Concerned Citizens Organization, that does outreach with the community, and thereby brings people who need outreach to the mall. And we assist the JFCCO in any way we can through programming, through helping them organize special events. They just had their graduation here earlier this week. We work with Seneca College to try to get the right programming for this area, mm-hmm, into the school. So we make sure that, you know, that we communicate and that we talk about what the needs of the community are. Mm-hmm.
give back to the community as much as we can as well. Seneca College, through the Caribbean Cultural Committee, mm-hmm. has a scholarship program.
Which we fund entirely.
And high school students can access that funding piece available to them. You know, we just have to apply for it. So there are a lot of things that we do to give back to the community and to, you know, make sure that it's a place that they want to come, you know.
Okay, how did you become married?
Well, hopefully they had a list of criteria that they're looking for a certain person that had, you know, certain skills that you need to manage them all. Mm-hmm. I guess you need leasing skills, you need accounting skills, which mm-hmm. today mine aren't working.
mine are working.
you need, a certain capacity to deal with people.
Yeah.
You need a certain capacity to have a vision for marketing the center.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole range of qualifications that you need. You also need, you know, a certain amount of legal background to deal with, you know, lawyers on legal issues in the city, for zoning issues. So basically, you know, they search for a certain type of individual, and, you know, these individuals come forward and they go through the regular interview process, and that's how you get a job like manager of a mall.
So what are your other responsibilities?
My other responsibilities?
Like, you need specific, like, what do you control?
I'm sorry, I don't understand your question.
Who do you deal with? Like, you deal with everyone, and what is it you do exactly? Like, when you come in here, mm-hmm. like, the other things that you're doing?
Well, my obligations are, I guess, they're threefold. One is to, even fourfold. One is to the owners of the mall, to make sure that their asset is well looked after, makes money, and is viable. My other obligation is to our tenants. I have obligations to them through our lease agreements to make sure that everything that we've promised them in that lease they get, and everything that they promise us we get. So it's like a reciprocal agreement. And my third obligation is to my staff, to make sure that they're in an environment that's safe, an environment where they're learning and they're constantly being challenged, which is not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And my fourth obligation is to the public, to make sure that they have an area, a center that they can come to, which is, you know, fun, clean, offers them whatever they need to find, to purchase, to bring their children to. So those are sort of my main functions. And when I come here, I, you know, take a look around the mall, make sure everything's running smoothly, make sure the operations are running smoothly, make sure that all the rents are paid and everything's paid, all the bills are paid, and, you know, do some legal documentation. And it's really rounded. There's lots to do when you're managing a center.
Mm-hmm.
Hope that answers.
That's fine. Do you live in the Gene Finch area? And if so, why did you just live here?
I lived here for quite a few years. I lived here for throughout my, I think it was in grade 5 all the way through high school. So why did I choose to live here? My parents lived here. I'm Italian, and there was a little area, like there are pockets of Italian areas. And, I had a great time. I had a wonderful time in this area. You know, I used to go to the Jane and Finch Mall. I used to, you know, attend high school. It was a great area.
What other sort of events are held at the mall?
We have events every month.
We have the Yorkies Kids Club. That's growing and growing and growing, and it happens every second Tuesday of the month. We send out cards. We send out cards to, we have a data bank of kids whose birthdays, say for example, is in October. And they're invited to come bring five of their friends, and they get a loot bag, and they get to crafts.
And, you should come. You know, have a great time. Take some photos. Yeah, it's great.
What else do we do? We have different shows for for the end of the month. Of course, it's Halloween, so we're gonna have a monster band. We're gonna have trick or treating. We're gonna have a costume contest for kids in the community. You know, of course, we have Santa's arrival in the summertime. Community groups might come to us and want us to host basketball tournaments, or
you know, we have Law Week.
Yeah.
We celebrate Black History Month.
That's right.
We have our sidewalk sales. We have 2 or 3 a year.
Or more.
We always have something going on.
Yeah.
Every month.
tell me how this year's Caravana events went. Who participated, the turnout, problems, and successes?
Well, this year's Caravana was over the top.
It was awesome.
It was absolutely wonderful. We got a bird's eye view from on the roof, and we could see the whole. It was amazing. And what was even more amazing this year is we had 8 more bands than we usually do. So we had about 14 of them all together. And what amazed me even more was everything went off without a glitch. And you know, for us, that's a big deal because we want people to see that Jaded Finch is a place to come and have fun and it's safe. And I think with that being accomplished, you know, if that was the only thing that happened, we had a great Caravana.
I think, you know, the other awesome thing was last year our attendance was approximately 5,000 to 7,000.
Mm-hmm.
This year our attendance was about 25,000
people. And it was really something to see
to
it because
behold.
You were like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
Where are all these people going to fit? You know, because the parade occupies a part of our parking lot. And so we've got the parade going on and we have Funland in the corner, which is an amusement group to bring your amusement things. Plus we have people still shopping because the mall's open for shopping. So it was a great opportunity to, you know, have all these things happening and you know, all these activity at the mall. So it was spectacular to say the least. It was great working with the Caravana group. They were absolutely wonderful,
mm-hmm.
very cooperative, very accommodating,
and organized.
Very organized. And you know, it was a great partnership. So a good time overall for everybody.
Yorkgate Mall calls itself the center of our community because it's a central hub of activity. You've come to know the people in the community very well. What is your perspective, Jane Finch?
My perspective of Jane Finch is that it is a vibrant, multicultural place. The people, it has so much to offer. You've got different nationalities bringing their culture, and you can find it all here. You can find any nationality under the sun at Jamie Finch. With that, of course, comes, I use the word tolerance for lack of a better word, but it teaches the individuals here how to appreciate each other, differences in, you know, tastes as far as foods, way of thinking, and it's a really great place to learn and to appreciate and respect other people. And I think that having gone to school at York University, being part of the community, and now having worked in the community, you know, for the mall, it has helped me to learn to appreciate people more and, you know, kind of learn to be all things to all men. You know, you learn to, because I don't think this way doesn't mean that what the other person is thinking is incorrect or wrong, but it helps me to change my way of thinking in order that everybody lives in a harmonious and get along in a harmonious way, because the spillover is in the mall too. Like people have complaints, they come up to complain, and you know, sometimes I have to use my listening ability because I don't always understand what somebody is saying. So I need to listen a little bit harder in order to meet their needs. And so it does stretch you, but it's also a lot of fun. You know, you go away feeling like, you know, I took time today to really understand and hear what somebody else had to say and try to meet their needs.
And I think what strikes me the most, and I've been in almost every part of town working, is the warmth of the community and the sincerity of people. And it's so nice to see, you know, people will come up to you and say, you know, we love what you're doing with the mall. This is so nice. Thank you. No one really cared before to put up, you know, the butterflies or to make the place look nice. And, you know, and it's not everywhere that you're going to get that. I mean, you can go to different parts of Toronto and you can find a certain coolness which you won't find here.
And another thing, when we have events, no matter what kind of events we have for the kids, I have had the people, what would I call these people? The different, say for example, we have Let's Talk Science come in. They would comment on how grateful the kids are.
And demonstrate.
Yeah. To be able to take part, and they're very polite, and I get that a lot, that they love to come here because the kids are so excited and they're so thankful for, you know, everything that is given to them, which is encouraging.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know, we don't get a lot of comments about how bratty the kids are, but mostly it's they're thankful and grateful and they're happy. What they get. I think that says a lot.
They went nuts over SpongeBob. We had SpongeBob SquarePants here. You're laughing. Why? Do you know who that is?
Yes, yeah, a spongy guy, right? Yeah.
Have you not seen the cartoon?
No.
You've seen it? Yeah. We had like 3,000 kids line up, and it was spectacular. The little faces. I couldn't believe they would line up for a sponge, but they did. And they were all happy to see you. So.
Are you connected to the neighboring Jane Finch Mall? And if so, how?
Connected to them? Corporately, we're not connected to them. They're a different ownership and a different management. But, you know, we're connected through community. You know, if their guys, if they have a problem, they know that they could, you know, call us and vice versa. And we, you know, we do. You know, we do go there, they come here, but as far as corporately, the ownerships are different.
Okay. Do you feel you're in competition with Jane Finch Mall at all?
Of course. I think we're in competition. Yeah, I think we're in competition with every mall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think every mall would say the same thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a friendly competition, yeah. Right? But, I think our retailers are in competition with their retailers. It's not necessarily us or the mall, because we cater to our retailers and we cater to the customers and we cater to the community. Our view is not to be in direct competition with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure if you interview any of our retailers, they would say, yes, you know, my jewelry shop is better than their jewelry shop. You know, which is just a typical, it's the nature of retail.
Have you seen the recent positive changes in Jane Finch reflected in the mall's environment? For example, a few years ago we had that Trillium Community Award or something like that. So like Jane Finch is improving, but have you seen it reflected here?
I wasn't here, so I couldn't tell you.
Can I think about that and get back to you?
sure, okay, yeah, it's no problem. Okay. Do you feel any personal sense of accomplishment toward these changes, both as a mall manager and a member of the community?
I think that's directly linked to your previous question, right? So we might have to go back to that. But as far as any changes go within the community, and I think we do a lot of outreach, and we try to be out there and be there for the community, and yes, we all take some responsibility for that, because we try to actively brainstorm these ideas for the community. So, and we always have the community's best interests in mind. So yes, the mall management office does take, and that just means that the whole office just does take some responsibility for going in that direction.
Has your perspective of Jane Finch changed during your experience here? And if so, how?
Mine hasn't. I've always had a positive view of the area.
I would say I would echo the same thing too. I think for me, what annoyed me a lot was the fact that, you know, things happen in any neighborhood. And the fact that whenever people hear Jane Finch, there's this negative stigma that's attached to it. It was annoying because, I mean, I went to school in the neighborhood and then I worked here and I didn't see any evidence of the stuff that people were talking about. And you know, it's not to say that things don't happen here, but to put that on a place every time it's mentioned, when it was, I guess half the people who talked about these things probably never even visited Jane Finch. I never really knew what it was like. And meanwhile, I'm here all the time. I work, I, you know, I do my banking, I do everything else here. And, you know, for me, I love being around here. I like the warmth of the people. I like, you know, the culture that's available to me all the time, you know, and I just didn't see it, you know?
I think what I would really like to see, and I think we discussed this once, is actual numbers. Crime statistics, comparing our area to other areas, and I could almost bet that we're no more, no less than any other areas. And I think that needs to be put to the media. And I think the media needs to actually look at numbers and say, you know what? There were more robberies in Door Yorkville than there were in this area, or there were more murders, you know, up in Maple or Vaughan or wherever than there were in this area. I think we need to really look at the numbers and the figures and before we prejudge areas. And that'd be interesting to see. I'd like to see those figures.
Okay, next question. If you don't know, if you don't want to answer, it's okay. How much revenue does the mall gross annually?
$2.5 billion? No. Yeah, that I think we're going to decline in answering, only because I don't have the authority to give out those figures. Okay. They're healthy.
Okay.
We're still employed.
Okay, I'll put that down there. Okay. Okay. Have there been any significant changes or additions to the mall since it was built?
Structural changes because we've had tenants
change, but nothing really to describe.
Like,
we've put up pylon signs, we've put up lampposts, improved parking lighting, improved landscaping.
So basically, the original architecture is the same. From
the bones of the building are the same, but things within the building have also changed. We put up a play area, which was not there before. That's to accommodate all the kids that are, you know, preschool.
Where is the player? It's up.
It's on this level over by the food court.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there've been some changes. Mm-hmm. Structurally, no, but exterior changes and changes within the building. Mm-hmm. I've seen them.
Do you know if there will be any future changes the mall will undergo?
The potential is always there. I mean, I think there's a potential for to have some pad sites outside the buildings, so you would actually create smaller buildings around. There's potential there. Nothing else I can think of. I can't see a third level going up or anything. We're pretty limited by the space. But yeah, we always have changes and tendencies, and things tend to change day by day.
What direction do you think Jane Finch is headed?
Do you want to answer that?
Well, I could say I'm hopeful. hoping is heading towards more positive things. I mean, if we're any reflection of how we feel about how the people feel about their community, I would say definitely more positive things, you know? Mm-hmm.
There's just so many groups now.
Mm-hmm.
So many active
community groups.
And people are active here. They're not afraid of work.
Mm-hmm.
And that could only lead to positive things. I can't see people being laid back and not caring. There are people who care about this community and they're going to be heard. And I can only see, like you said, positive things happening. You can already start to see positive things.
What changes would you like to see made in Jane?
For us as a mom, I would like to see our relationship with the high school students improved. I'd like to see us do more things that would meet their needs. Because you could see this as a problem, but I don't really see it as a problem, because in every situation, there's always a positive perspective. And I know right now we have the kids coming over, and sometimes, you know, they can be a little bit loud. But I think if we utilize the fact that they're coming, it could work out to be a positive thing. And so I'd like to see us be able to do more things in the community that will cater to their needs.
I'd like to see the media jump on all the positive stories,
mm-hmm.
rather than finding them boring and not airing anything that's mm-hmm. positive happening in this area, because I think they really have the power to change the mood in a neighborhood. And if the media, you know, keeps promoting our area as safe, fun, good area to be in, basically that's what people will come to believe and understand. So I'd like to see more of that. And I think you guys are doing a great thing.
Absolutely. I mean, this is long overdue.
Yeah.
It's about time.
What new challenges do you anticipate?
You know what? I'm not going to anticipate anything in the future. I mean, I think we just take it day by day.
Mm-hmm.
And we deal with things as they come along. The only thing I can think of right now is that the population in the area will be on increase again, and that we will have to accommodate these people somehow and make sure that their needs are met. We seem to be getting more and more immigrants coming to the area, but other than that, can you foresee anything?
New challenges? I guess the same challenge that we have, making sure that the mall is a safe place for the community to come,
mm-hmm.
because with more and more people and new immigrants, you know, I think they have to be not taught, but
exposed.
Yeah, and so to continue to present services that will meet their needs, to continue to help them to see that, you know, they might have heard things about Jane and Finch, but it is a safe place to be. It is, you know, fun to be here. And that's what I would say, to continue to build on what we have, continue to meet that need.
Do you live in the area?
Yeah.
Right behind Jane and Finch.
Really?
So, like, yeah, really close by.
Because we're going to interview you after.
Okay, I have one final question. What sort of role would you like to see Yorkgate Mall play in Jane Finch's future?
You know, I think our little tagline, being the center of the community, says it all. I think that's what we want to be.
Mm-hmm. I think we've done a lot of work in the last year.
Yeah.
You know, profiling ourselves as the center of the community. We've played host to a lot of events.
And you know what, and we're just starting. That that whole objective isn't in the initial stages. You know, we've been overwhelmed and we think we've done so much, but there's so much more we could do.
Mm-hmm.
And so much more we are gonna do. And people are taking note. We have the Canadian government taking note of the programs, the city taking note of what we're doing and wanting to join with us,
mm-hmm.
and promoting other programs and events. And
artists,
communities,
groups.
People are just coming out of the woodwork and
yeah,
saying, you know,
we
want to jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah.
So I can see more happening. And I can see us continuing to be the center of the community.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any final thoughts you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I would just like to say that it's been great working
mm-hmm.
in the community. I can't think of any place else to work. Like and I'm sure Grace would echo this, I used to work downtown. It's a totally different ballgame. And here it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I find it a lot of fun. Things are a little bit more relaxed. You know, people are, they're real.
Mm-hmm.
They're real, they're genuine. You know, you don't feel like you have to present this front. You can just be yourself, do your thing, enjoy your work. And I think to get up every day and come to work and enjoy your work and enjoy the people that you work with and the neighborhood that you work in says a lot. Not many people can say that.